From Brandon, Manitoba, in the news center of Q Country 91.5 and 94.7 Star FM, this is a Westman News Update.
I'm Harry Callahan with your update for Monday, May 30th. The latest Colorado low is expected to bring some wicked weather to Westman, including Brandon, tonight and Tuesday. Jason Knight at the weather office says the winds could cause some damage.
Winds strengthening this afternoon. The worst of it looks to be tonight and Tuesday morning. Gusts to 90 kilometers an hour possible.
He also says Brandon could see up to 30 millimeters of rain, but that's not guaranteed.
If we get into a few thunderstorms, that number could be higher. And if it shifts eastward, it could be virtually nothing, but there will be some rain at least.
Up in the parklands, the wind gusts could create flooding on the south side of Dauphin Lake. We've been spared mosquitoes the last few summers because of the drought, but that's expected to change this year. Manitoba's bug experts say there's just too much standing water, perfect conditions for breeding mosquitoes. The city of Brandon has already started larvaciding those sites. A 21-year-old man and 16-year-old boy were arrested by Brandon police Saturday night. The pair allegedly bear-sprayed people at the 7-Eleven on 10th Street, and one of the two is also accused of knocking a woman to the ground while brandishing scissors. An 80-year-old man was charged with alleged impaired driving after a vehicle jumped the median and took out a light standard Sunday morning. Brandon police arrested the driver at the scene on 18th Street. The province is stepping up to cover medical exams for Ukrainian refugees. The exams are needed to update work permits for jobs in healthcare, childcare, and agriculture. The Ukrainian-Canadian Congress says the costs are significant and shows Manitoba is leading the country in welcoming and supporting Ukrainian refugees. Manitoba's minimum wage is set to increase this fall to $12.35 an hour, but when Saskatchewan goes to $13, we'll be lowest in the country. Premier Heather Stephenson says Manitoba has fallen behind, and her government is going to take steps to address that, and a bill concerning the wage could be tabled as early as today. The cost of borrowing could go up Wednesday. That's when the Bank of Canada will likely hike its benchmark interest rate another half a percentage point. The move to try and battle inflation would be the second straight jump of 50 basis points by the central bank. The last time that happened was nearly 25 years ago. And the federal Liberals plan to table new gun control legislation this afternoon. It'll include a mandatory buyback of guns the government considers assault-style firearms, a crackdown on high-capacity ammo clips, and efforts to combat gun smuggling. They also plan to begin phasing out handgun ownership by capping firearm licenses, outlawing the importation and manufacture of new handguns, or enacting tougher storage rules. That's your information update on Q Country 91.5 and 94.7 Star FM. I'm Harry Callahan.
For more on these stories, visit QCountryFM.ca or StarFM.ca. Locally owned and operated by Westman Communications Group.